This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun as always, and we're kicking off a busy week. A lot going on. Senator John Hovind will join us for a talk radio town hall on a couple of things in the news. One, a new wind project just announced by Xcel Energy for Dickey, Morton, and Mercer counties in North Dakota that Senator Hovind put out a release on last week, and also the new Trump budget is drawing his concern for a couple of areas, essential air service and also agriculture. Talk about that. Bottom of the hour, another of our Legislature Today segments. Focus in a lot of key issues coming in between now and the close of the legislative session as we're getting down to, what, like 4 or 5 weeks left here. Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association talk about the Department of Environmental Quality today in the program. And Chris Berg from Point of View will be here as well. Your calls are always welcome. 800-228-0550. If you have a question for Senator Hovind, lay it on us. 800-228-0550. If you have a text, prefer that, 701-226-8503 for Todd and 367-2054 for yours truly. We are brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy Services. And if you are looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI yet, I'm telling you what, take some time, follow what they're doing. Tomorrow, by the way, they're going to be at the Dickinson Job Fair, as a matter of fact, and also on Wednesday at the Williston Job Fair. And MBI has openings right now for wireline operators, engineers, workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, water transfer techs, and you can meet the team at those job fairs. And if you don't see anybody there, check out MBIEnergyServices.com or follow them on social media. A lot of hiring going on right now as things are hopping once again in the Bakken. So MBI Energy Services to find a great career. Senator John Hovind, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
It is a busy time in our nation's capital, a lot going on, so we can cover all kinds of things. I wanted to just touch on the wind thing a little bit. I'm sure you've been following this, but the legislature seems to have kind of reached its maximum on wind, believing that, in fact, the wind with the production tax credit is sort of eating into enough market share for coal that it's time to sort of go back the other way. I saw the release from Xcel Energy and the announcement of Dickey, Morton, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. Where are you at? Are we out of balance? Are we in balance? What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm an all of the above guy, Scott. You know that. As a matter of fact, the Empower North Dakota Energy Plan that we've had now for a long time is a plan that I developed with my crew back in 2001 and 2002. And the premise was we're going to develop all of our energy resources. But I think the point is we want to have it on a market-based approach. And that's what we've done with the PTC. As a matter of fact, I was one of the people here that actually worked with the Wind Association and other energy interests, and we changed the PTC. So instead of just continuing as is, it actually phases out over a five-year timeline. And the idea is that we want to create the best possible business climate and environment for all energy development in North Dakota and produce energy from all sources.
So, you know, and I my deal is, look, our doors ought to be open. All of the above, I'm with you completely, totally. I was just kind of curious specifically if you thought this argument that seems to be gaining some steam in the legislature is valid, that wind with a production tax credit, okay, a benefit, is eating into coal market share. Do you see that happening?
Well, again, that's why I emphasize the market-based approach, and I'd have to, you know, look at the legislature's analysis to see and make sure that it's being done in a fair way. And at the same time, though, Scott, I'm working really hard to help our coal-fired lignite industry, and I always have.
I know.
But right now, we're working on the latest, greatest technology so that we can not only continue our coal-fired electric industry, but actually develop this new technology and grow it. So, I mean, I'm working very hard to make sure, again, that we develop both traditional and renewable sources.
What is the status,
by the way? Same thing with oil and gas. You know, you at the outset, you mentioned the Bakken's coming back. We want to continue. That's we work so hard in Dakota Access Pipeline. We've got to be able to compete to continue to grow our oil and gas resources as well. So this is an ongoing effort.
And the production tax credit, I know that if I remember correctly, a few years ago, you were able to push through a compromise that got it reauthorized. How long is it in place for?
Well, you had some that wanted to eliminate it completely, and you had some that wanted to continue as is. And then John Thune, myself, and others put together a deal with the various energy groups and got it passed. And it phases out over a five-year timeline, and I think we're in about year two or three. So it'd have, I'd say, two or so years left to go. But I'd have to get you the exact. It's pretty close, but about that range.
Will that end, or would you envision
that
continue?
It's
done at that
point. It was all about moving to a market-based approach, which is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so you mentioned Dakota Access Pipeline. Oil, if it isn't already flowing, soon to be flowing in that pipeline,
yep.
Obviously helping the price of oil from North Dakota. I know you've been working hard to get a reimbursement of the expenses that the state has put out from the federal government. How's that coming?
Well, look, we're working on it. I think we're making good progress as far as all the cleanup costs. The law enforcement costs are tougher, but we're going to continue that effort. And, you know, two points I want to make as well is, one, this is, again, going to be safe. It's got the latest, safest features, so it protects everybody downstream, including the tribe. And the other point is, look at the economics. It makes us more competitive in moving our oil and to the eastern refineries where we're competing directly with OPEC. That's good for North Dakota. That's good for the country. And look at the amount of revenue the pipeline generates for North Dakota. It's something like $10 million a year in property tax. And when you factor in the savings, it's hundreds of millions of dollars. So a very important project for North Dakota, for our country. And again, it's a safer way to move the product for everybody.
If you guys, that's just a, you know, little slang talk for our fine listeners. If you guys have any questions or comments for Senator Hovind, is certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550.
You mean for all your outstanding listeners. All
exactly
outstanding,
right.
Yes,
you guys.
Shows,
yeah.
Exactly.
This might sound like my cousin Vinny or something. But, or you can text us at 701-367-2054. Here's a text. How come the folks in Jamestown cannot drive to Fargo or Bismarck to catch a plane? Why can't the folks in Devil's Lake drive to Minot or Grand Forks to catch a plane? The nation does not have the money for luxuries like air service to Jamestown and Devil's Lake. Just before you answer, the caller is, or the listener that texted that is obviously talking about essential air service,
yeah.
Which there are federal subsidies for, and in Fargo, or in North Dakota, we have, what, six airports that have commercial service, two that have them but get them with these subsidies. I think last week you'd made some statements critical of the reductions in that in the Trump budget. So I just wanted to give everybody the context there of specifically
yeah.
Devil's Lake and Jamestown. What happens if that service isn't there, and would they survive?
Yeah, really important question, fair question. We're kind of to do it, you know, more cost effectively, but it is important that we have good air service into communities like Devil's Lake and Jamestown and Dickinson and Williston. For continued development of their economies. And so, again, it's about making sure everybody can get everywhere. And in rural America, it is necessary. So, again, we're trying to do it more cost effectively. But it goes to the bigger point. And this is one I do want to make to you, Scott. All discretionary spending right now is about $1 trillion out of a total budget of about $4 trillion. Now, when I came here, that was $1.5 trillion. Total discretionary was $1.5 trillion. And as a member of the Appropriations Committee, I've worked to reduce that down to about $1 trillion, actual real reduction. And so, you know, again, we can talk about any one of these. And as you know, I'm very strong to make sure that we support agriculture. But ag has generated a lot of savings, and we can talk about that. So I agree with the premise. We got to find ways to reduce expenses. I always try to drive things to a market-based approach, but I'm also going to stand up for rural America and for rural North Dakota again, trying to do these things as intelligently as possible and in a way that helps reduce the debt and deficit.
How much is the subsidy? Like per passenger, any idea, rough idea, an average of what it would cost for these subsidies of those two airlines?
You know, it varies. But again, what we're trying to do is make sure we set up the contracts so they move to a market-based approach. Just like we're talking about the phase out of the PTC tax credit. Again, the objective needs to be with any of these programs to try to move to a market-based approach. So the idea is that it's a finite period of time, and the idea is to build up the ridership so you get to the point where they don't need a subsidy. That's the goal.
Want to talk some agriculture as well related to the budget issues. We'll take a short break here and come back with more with Senator Hovind after the break. And Tom in Grand Forks has a question. Some more text, too. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Or text the Todd, 701-226-8503, or me. We're getting lots of other good childhood memories of rolling in, too. And we'll save those before the end of the program. So don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at KohlerServiceCenters.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild.
Cruising. You a Chuck Berry fan, Senator Hovind?
Yeah, how could you not be?
Chuck Berry on your iPod right there, yeah. Chuck Berry, lost
my wife. I had to give my wife my iPod, but I miss it. I got all kind of 50s and 60s. That's my stuff, 50s and 60s. I love it.
No, when I heard he died over the weekend, I you know, saw, you know, a news alert or something said Chuck Berry died.
Did it make you feel old?
Yeah, and our what made me feel old was our 13-year-old daughter said, "Is he related to Bradbury?" Like she didn't know Chuck Berry, Man on the Moon.
Good.
So, yeah.
Hey, how about that hockey team? They're coming on.
Yeah, they are.
Got to take down those Terriers on Friday.
They do, and then we'll see what happens with the other game. I wouldn't want to be Duluth playing, Ohio State in front of our crowd Friday night in Fargo. That'll be rather interesting too. So this could be good. So
I hope our guys been peaking. I hope continues. They've been playing real well.
So we're back with Senator Hovind. Let's go to Tom in Grand Forks with a question. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Senator?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. I got a question for you. Why don't we get rid of daylight savings time? We've gone ahead, and it was instituted back in the 70s to save energy. Now the energy's cheap. We don't need it anymore. Let's get rid of it.
Well, that's an interesting concept. That's one, to me, people should kind of vote on, and I'm good with whatever they decide. We've had that vote a couple times. To change the time zone in the Southwest, they're on the part of the state, they're on Mountain Time, to change to Central Time, so the whole state's on Central, and the voters down there have not wanted to do it. So I guess that's one where maybe we ought to, that should be one where you put it up to the people and let them decide.
Tom, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I have seen some of your concerns about the Trump budget on agriculture, specifically, saying that this does not work for agriculture. First question I want to ask you is just a broad question related to budgeting in general. Because, you're going to do what you're going to do as our Congressman Kramer and Senator Heitkamp related to priorities for North Dakota. I get that. That's why we send you there. And we appreciate that you're going to go there and say this is a priority. Do we ask ourselves enough if this is a priority still in the context of having a $20 trillion debt? I mean, do you feel like we're that kind of level of spending discipline is there to say, you know what, maybe we want this really, really bad. Maybe this really worked for us, but, gosh, it's hard to defend in light of a $20 trillion debt. Does that happen enough?
No, it doesn't happen enough, Scott, and you're right on. We need to ask ourselves that every day on every expenditure. And that's why I told you, I'm an appropriator. I'm on appropriations. And we handle discretionary spending. But before I came here, discretionary spending was $1.5 trillion. And now we're down to $1,064,000,000,000. That's almost half a $1 trillion reduction since I've been here. I work on this every day. So I agree with you. And a couple points. I do disagree with the president on how the ag budget came out. And I'll work on it. I chair ag appropriations. But the points I made were, one, in ag, we're saving money. Matter of fact, when we wrote the last farm bill, it was projected to save $24 billion. And now it's projected to save $104 billion. So in agriculture, we're saving over $100 billion. How about some other areas step up to the same degree we have in agriculture? And so that's kind of the point I was making is that, hey, look, we are saving money in ag. We're finding better ways to do things. Our farmers and ranchers do an amazing job, highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. But right now they're facing a tough time. So, yeah, let's find things. And the other point I'll make is this. He came back within the budget amount that we set. He came back at $1,064,000,000,000, which is the amount we set. So I'm just saying, hey, ag is doing its part. We need to make sure other areas do their part. On approps, we have been reducing spending. We need to keep doing it because you're right. We have got to stay focused on the debt and deficit. So, I just, again, want to make the point that I agree with you 100% that we've got to do more on the debt and deficit. The other part of that is getting growth. And that's something the president talks about all the time, is getting this economy with a higher rate of growth. So you combine that with holding the line on spending, finding savings, and we start to get after this debt and deficit.
A couple other texts. Senator Hovind, what are your thoughts on the Meals on Wheels getting cut? I get a kick out of that because there's nothing in the budget that even says anything about Meals on Wheels, but the discussion about community development block grants has led to this whole, typical budget game of trying to use that as an issue. But to the extent that the block grants, it's a state program, it's not a federal program, ultimately could, if there's less block grant, not have a Meals on Wheels program. Any blame to the Trump administration for that, Senator?
That's one that I think you're going to see continue. But I think, what the Trump administration is doing is they're pushing on some of these budgets. In some places, they're right. In some places, You know, I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't do it. I used to actually deliver Meals on Wheels, and it's a good program. I think, you know, we'll find a way to make that work. But there's other areas that he is calling for reductions that we can and should do. Look at the EPA budget or the size of the overall federal bureaucracy. Or in foreign aid, I don't think we should cut food aid, but there are other places in foreign aid we definitely can reduce. I mean, this global climate initiative that the Obama administration started, I mean, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, that isn't something we should fund. So, again, he puts a budget out there. It's within the top line that we set in Congress. And now we'll go to work on it, and some of the stuff, you know, we'll keep, and others will change. But again, your overall point is right on, and that is we've got to work every day on the deficit, and every expenditure has to be looked at and make a decision on what we can keep and where we can save.
Another texter, watch over beef export regulations. Somebody's asking you.
Yeah, because, again, this goes to the whole trade issue. Look, nobody does a better job raising animals or crops than our farmers and ranchers, but we really have to go after trade from the standpoint of making sure that markets are open to us and that we don't have unfair dumping into our market. And that's something you've seen Trump come out very aggressively in terms of talking about. And that's going to be important, particularly with low commodity prices. I mean, the real keys are, as we work to write a new farm bill, that we make sure we have the countercyclical safety net that is the most cost-effective. And like I say, right now, it's providing huge savings. We've got crop insurance is very important. Those are the two big risk management tools to help our farmers through the stretch. But then at the same time, open up those foreign markets, make sure we have good trade deals. That brings revenue in. Ag creates a favorable balance of trade for us and supports 17 million jobs nationwide. So that generates a lot of revenue. And like I said, that's the other side of the debt equation is get more growth in the economy, hold the line on spending, and that helps bring down the debt and deficit.
One other quick one here, and then we'll let you go. Why doesn't the senator take a 50% cut in his pay like us farmers have for the last 3 years and then see if he still feels cuts are the answer? Can't grow a good crop if you cut fertilizer, seed spray, or especially care to get it done and do it right.
He's making the point I made to you is, hey, ag is finding real savings, and people need to understand that.
Is there, I only have 15 seconds for this answer, but is there another big idea that we can do? I agree, ag's hurting. What else can we do?
Well, I think we have to do both. The big idea is you cut the regulatory burden, you reform the tax code, you get strong economic growth, you keep finding savings and reforms like we're working to do, and I think we turn it right. We can make a bigger difference faster than people think, but we've got to get those things done.
Yeah, maybe open up a few more markets, more places for the,
yeah, we'll open up
the good work they do. Yeah, good stuff. All right, thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. Keep battling. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We'll check in on the state legislature. What's happening there? Your calls, questions, comments, well.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out of run my vehicle. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Do you think that had anything to do with, you know, the name of the cosmetic company?
No.
No?
No.
Not connected? You better bang it. You better bing away. See?
It was called Ida Red, and they changed it because of some other song that was popular at the same time, so just sort of distanced themselves.
All right.
But I guess, you know, I get it, but...
Gordy sent us a note, said his favorite childhood memory, that if he could pick one to go back to, it would be working on his aunt and uncle's farm in the Litchfield, Marion area. During summer and Christmas vacation from the ages of 13 to 16. Best time ever. Thanks, Gordy. That's pretty good. One summer day, 4 years old, on my tricycle, a mean rooster jumped on my back. That's quite the visual, right? My dad, nearby with a 2x4 in his hand, said, "Duck." We ate chicken that night. Oh, you people have no idea. You have no idea how much I love these stories. And or you. Every one of you. Oh, that's pretty good. Am I the only one laughing here? Come on. Oh, my God. Troy Kruse would get that. Troy on?
I'm here. Yeah. I was just being quiet, but that's what life is. That's the best stuff right there.
Right there, isn't it? My golly. I tell you. Oh, man. You know, we could have done a lot of battles today about the facts on Meals on Wheels, or I got involved in an epic little back and forth on Facebook over the weekend about some doctor that you and I pay for, some big buck doctor at the University of Medical School, Eric Johnson, writing letters to the editor in support, and he works at Altru, too, writing letters to the editor supporting Planned Parenthood. Really? A doctor doing that? I thought, you know, but no. I would much rather talk about childhood memories. Much more pleasant, because I've learned something. Here's a little something for everybody before we start our next segment. Todd, Manny, I'm going to share this little bit of wisdom with you, and you can tell me whether it is true or false. You will never, ever change somebody's mind on social media? Do you think he'd change anybody's mind ever? Like when you're being like a keyboard warrior? Todd? Yes or no?
Generally not.
No, okay.
Maybe depends on the topic, but, you know, as far as, like, the big topics, yeah, you're not going to.
I think you plant a seed here and there, and maybe somebody doesn't exactly say, I mean, nobody ever goes, you know what, you're right. I'm completely coming your way. They don't go there, right? Manny, do you think you change anybody's mind? Yes or no? You think have you ever changed anybody else's mind? He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing his job.
Yeah.
He can tell us later. We'll have him tell us later.
But yeah, I mean, it never stops. I think every keyboard warrior knows that deep down, but it doesn't stop him.
So here's the question. Why do you do it then? Yes, exactly my point. Why in the world it doesn't stop you? Ego?
Yep. Feel better.
So it's just to make ourselves feel better and pump up our own ego.
Right.
Look, I'm going to show them.
Trust me, because I've got friends and relatives, and especially through the whole Dapple thing. Why are you guys mean to those people?
Ugh. I don't know. I think we need a show on this, but it'll be for another day. All right, Troy, how are you, sir? Sorry to keep you waiting. We got to get to our Legislature Today segment today, brought to you by the Northwest Landowners Association. Troy Coons is here. We're going to talk about Senate Bill 2327, and you have a guest. Introduce your guest to us, would you please?
Yes, Alyssa Mitzcock from the Wahpeton area, representative. Are you on, Alyssa?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Glad to have you, Representative Mitzcock. We love hearing from legislators. We've heard from so many during this session, but there's more to go, and I believe this is the first time you've been on, so welcome. We're glad to have you.
Well, thanks for having me this morning. Senate Bill 2327, and it's a big bill, 153 pages, and it's a very important bill being heard right now in the Energy and Natural Resources Committee of the House. And we're grappling with some of the language and some of the specifics, but I'm serving on the subcommittee currently, and we've met a couple of times, or one time, and then we'll be meeting again this week to iron out some of the issues.
This is the bill that takes the environmental health section of the North Dakota Department of Health and puts it in its own little island. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, Troy or Elizabeth, it doesn't cost any more money. It takes things that are already there and just puts them over there in its own little entity, its own little island, right?
That's correct. So we'd be taking the current environmental health section that's currently in the North Dakota Department of Health and removing it and actually putting it in as a cabinet-appointed level position, and it would be called the Department of Environmental Quality. And the head of that agency would report directly to the governor and have a little bit more audit decision-making. And currently Dave Blatt serves as the health environmental health section director in the health department. And they essentially have been kind of acting on their own. It's kind of if you look at the organizational structure of the public or the health department, you see, it's kind of over there by themselves, and they play a big role within oversight of our environment and regulations. And the thought process is it would possibly give us primacy, and especially with some of the federal regulations. So it's proposed to move over the next 2.5 years, and there needs to be EPA has to weigh in and give some oversight and authorizations for this move as well.
What do you think of the idea?
Well, you know, I tried to go in with an open, objective mind. My first thought was of concern in respect to our budget situation and the holes that we have to fill with making up revenue we've made such tremendous cuts across different agencies. I really felt that this was not the time to be growing government essentially by adding a department and agency. I have had assurances that there would be no additional FTEs or additional dollars. And That would be the only way that I could agree to this. And, you know, the second component of it is the initial proposal in the initial bill that came over from the Senate. They propose an Environmental Review Advisory Council. I think the initial proposal had 9 members, and ag was definitely misrepresented or underrepresented on that group. So we have had input from the ag industry with suggestions of adding more ag members to that committee, both in ag industry and then the ag and ranching communities. So that's some of the things that the issues that the subcommittee is working on currently to ensure that there's good representation from all sectors that will be impacted by this agency. And then the other thing that we're working on right now is the language on the qualifications of the agency head, the director's position, to ensure that whoever is in that position has the educational and technical expertise to basically ensure that it's not going to be a political appointee and be too close to industry. We want to have assurances that there's somebody that's capable and qualified to serve in that role to provide oversight.
I'm curious, Troy, if to Alyssa's last point there, Representative Miskrock, if this person reports directly to the governor, then would mean actually there'd be a little more accountability than, for lack of a better term, some bureaucrat buried down, a few org charts down. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Is it better to have the person report to the governor so you have a little more accountability or not?
Well, that's what I would think. That's what my hopes would be. That along with this advisory board, our written and verbal testimony was, you know, when you look at the ag sector in North Dakota, basically 90% of the property in this state is ag-based, and 24-ish% of the economy is ag-based. So we were hoping for a weighted average on this committee, you know, for ag representation. So they could help guide, and then, like you said, a public elected person is the one that would be picking this person, so you know that would help as well.
And you know, I've heard this described as an example of sort of reinventing government a little bit to get a little more efficient and get the lines a little clearer and everything else in a positive way. You know, that you make the lines a little clearer, you know who's there and everything else. I've heard others say, well, why would we want another EPA? But, of course, this already exists. It's not another EPA. And just had our texter say, does the state really need a new bureaucracy like the state EPA? I mean, Troy, do you see it as a streamline, as a reinvention of government?
Well, you know, at first we had concerns. We visited with Dave Gallott, the director. We visited with the people who brought the bill forward, did a lot of research. We have the same assurances that Representative Miskrock has been given that, you know, it's not changing virtually anything except it's a standalone agency instead of under the health department. There shouldn't be much or any additional cost. Our organization, we work with the health department all the time. We just got done with the 2-year negotiations over saltwater spills. We're in hydrocarbon negotiations now. We think that the agency works well now, and we're hoping this will make it even better.
Not very often that you hear folks come say, you know what, we initially didn't like this idea, but after more research, we're okay with it. So it's fun to watch this process work as we have. And Alyssa Miskrock, thank you again for joining us today on the program. District 25 Wahpeton Democrat joining us on the program, and Troy Coons, regular with us here on the show. And Northwest Landowners Association hat on today in our Legislature Today segment. Thank you both. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Chris Berg, after this, and a few more of your great childhood stories.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Now's the time to make the switch to a rewarding career with a top-notch company. Get to know MBI at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday or the Williston Job Fair at the Grand Hotel Wednesday. MBI has openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, water transfer techs, and more. Meet the team and learn about MBI's excellent pay, great benefits, and advanced opportunities. Dickinson and Williston Job Fairs or online at MBIEnergyServices.com or follow us on social media, too.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
They really rock it in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have.
Oh, Chuck Berry tribute today on the program, What's On Your Mind? Final segment. We're almost out of time. I can't even believe it. Here's a call that just came in off the air. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
Yeah, I just heard an ABC report on your station that's totally false. They said that in reference to the wiretapping, if it's including surveillance, which is other than wiretapping, they couldn't answer that. So to say, I don't know, it's not a correct statement. There's more to it than just wiretapping. And Trump made that perfectly clear. He put quotes around the wiretapping. And then they also said they couldn't discuss FISA at all. That was another.
Yeah, she's talking about the hearing that's going on in the House Intelligence Committee today. FBI Director James Comey is testifying there. And there's, you know, the headlines you're going to hear about over and over again is that they found nothing to support Donald Trump's tweet about the wiretapping from Obama in the office. That's what you're going to hear over and over and over and over and over again until you're blue in the face. Guarantee it. Especially when you listen to fake news. And you just mentioned one, ABC. We don't do ABC here, but there's fake news everywhere. It doesn't matter. Get used to it. It doesn't matter where you're listening. You're going to hear fake news. You're going to see it on the TV. And the wiretapping, and Trump has said this a bunch of times, so it should be easy enough to say, it encompasses a lot of things. Everything I can gather from Judge Napolitano on Fox News is some foreign government had a transcript of some of the calls that were happening in Trump Tower and gave it back to that's how he knows this is going on. That's what started this whole thing. But good point. Wiretapping and surveillance, two different things. The answer to the question today was about wiretapping, not about overall surveillance or other intelligence. I would hope they get to the bottom of that in the news. And the same thing on FISA. Trey Gowdy just grilled James Comey on the idea that, you know, why is this information getting out? FISA court, all that's classified. It's against the law. Why is it getting out? Are you going to be investigating that? So good point on that point, on that part from you as well. Thank you for the call. Chris Berg from 630 Point of View is here. What's your favorite childhood memory? If you could go back to one day in your childhood, you had a heads up on this question because I told you earlier we're going to talk about it on the air today. What would it be? Just one.
Many childhood memory, probably be, you know, like winning a state championship game. I remember that when I was a junior. The one when I was
were you
a
pumped
senior.
Up? You were pumped. What's that? You were pumped. You were fired up. So when you
yeah, pumped up, and you know, when you're going to battle every week with your boys, and then all of a sudden, you know, we had huge expectations going into that senior year, and then we did it, and it just. There's just that camaraderie, you know, you just can't beat no matter what you do until you're in it. And it reminds me, you know, watching this weekend, watching the Hillsborough Central Valley boys win the Class B. I mean, you can just see the elation and those memories just embedded in those kids now forever. And
So true.
You know, it's not even so much the championship as much as like, man, here you are with your boys. You guys went to battle and we set out this goal and we did it. You know, it's that thing that creates that connection. And I mean, I still talk to Justin Kazemius and my buddies when we go back and talk about going to camps and just all those things that led up to that moment.
Texter says, my first thought went directly to some great accomplishments in school and sports. But as I dove deeper, here's another that came to mind. I'd like to remember a day my family has brought up my entire life. I was three. My mom was talking, taking my sister and me to church. She forgot something, ran inside with the car running while we sat in the car. I jumped into the driver's seat, pulled it into gear, and drove into the kitchen. I remember climbing into the front seat
man.
And putting it into gear, but I don't remember the hole in the kitchen.
I mean, speaking about that kind of stuff, I remember when I was a little kid, and I think I swallowed a penny or a nickel or something like that, and I'm with my mom, and you know, we're in our car, and all of a sudden my mom, next thing I know, she's got me, like, upside down in the car, beating my back, and I'm, you know, turning blue in front of her. It just, you know, you bring up this question, gosh, I could talk about a million different memories that jump out, you know?
Sure. We had some great calls, emails.
So let me what get, was let me yours? Get,
I actually didn't. I don't know that I picked one. I told a million of them. I think it was when my little brother was born, probably was. I talked about one being with my dad when he was doing play-by-play, and we got the giggles. We're up in the Midway Stadium and, you know, didn't stop. Don and Perm, you got last one of the day. Can you tell me a quick childhood story?
Hey, yeah, I got one for you. Wrote about this man, Bob, in my life. I was young. Got it actually published in college, but he was kind of a big influence. It's been an influence all my life. And I have to share a story about him. I loved Wyatt Earp, watching Wyatt Earp on TV. So one day in San Francisco, we took a ride out to Daly City where he was put to rest there. And he took the book of Wyatt Earp, read all about Wyatt Earp to to me, and you know, he was a big influence my entire life. So I just wanted to share that one with you. And
the neat
all
story.
Things that we shared, movies, you name it. He was kind of my mentor and shared many, many, many hours.
What a kind man.
Me.
What a kind man. Neat story,
right.
Don. Think of that. The impact on a life. Phenomenal. Great story, Don. Thanks. Great to hear from Perham, Minnesota. Good part of Minnesota tonight. Senator John Hovind among the guests for the one and only Chris Berg on Point of View, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4. Have a great show there, sir.
Thank you, sir. Great stuff. Have a great day.
Chat with you tomorrow. I'm going to be filling in for Chris, by the way, a week from tonight. So, you know, hope it doesn't break your TV. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.